Hello, thank you for joining us today. So this week, IOB Voices is bringing you not just one, but three expert views from the LoRa Alliance, an open nonprofit association promoting LoRaWAN as the global standard for secure, low power, wide area networks for the Internet of Things. And for those who aren't yet aware, LoRaWAN technology can be found widely in logistics and supply chain monitoring, included in things like indoor-outdoor asset tracking, end-to-end tracking of goods through the supply chain, such as cold chain monitoring, fleet management, and managing information flow. And collectively, our guests today have years of experience in helping end users to build logistics and supply chain resiliency, which I think everyone can agree is a very important topic for 2021. So allow me to introduce them. Please welcome Josh Cox, CEO of Oxit, an IoT engineering firm with 7 years of LoRaWAN experience across millions of connected sensors and several industries.
Hi, Lucy. Thanks for having me today.
You're very welcome. And next, I'd like to introduce Pierre Gelpi, who as a LoRa Business Development Director at Semtech in Europe, builds end-to-end partnerships for enterprise customers, particularly within the logistics asset tracking vertical. Hi, Pierre.
Hi, Lucy. Hello, everybody. Thanks for having me.
You're welcome. And last but not least, we have Karen Tilson, VP Business Development for Senet. Karen joined Senet in 2016 following 6 years in the RFID industry. And prior to that, she was co-founder of a software company providing an asset tracking solution into the construction industry. Hi, Karen.
Hello, Lucy, and hello, everybody. Thanks for having me today.
You're welcome. So it's fair to say we have a lot of experience on the mics today. Thank you all for joining us again, especially after you contributed so much on the panel discussion at our Internet Supply Chain event in September. We're really looking forward to picking your brains a bit more on asset tracking and supply chain connectivity. So let's get started. I think a good place to begin is by looking at the IoT implementation and connectivity. What are the considerations you think end users have to be aware of?
Well, maybe the first comment is not really related to supply chain and logistics here, but I think users always look for low cost of ownership and fast ROI, right, in general. What LoRaWAN brings is first really interoperability that has led to this very large and dynamic ecosystem that we have as the LoRa Alliance, with hundreds of companies developing this open standard that is LoRaWAN, and also the ensuring certification of devices to warranty interoperability. And having this is one way to bring the costs down. The other one is really a technical benefit of LoRaWAN that has a very long battery life, which results in a lower total cost of ownership for the enterprise users and also a very fast ROI. And now maybe more specific comments for supply chain are that today, more and more, we need more visibility, transparency, and accuracy in monitoring the assets and also their condition. And LoRaWAN is really a cost-effective solution to have both indoor and outdoor coverage and geolocation of those assets. And this is cost-effective also because of the flexibility that it brings between private and public networks, where you don't necessarily need to have a subscription with operators. So that being said, I will hand over to Karen.
Thank you, Pierre. Appreciate that. So when you're evaluating implementation of your IoT application, I think there's several important things to consider. So these things will help determine what's required by the solution or solutions being developed or implemented, and the network you'll ultimately use to communicate. So I'll assume, for the sake of my remarks, that you've qualified LoRaWAN for your application. And as Pierre just alluded to, those considerations relate to long-range connectivity, long-end device battery life, and low total cost of ownership for deployment and operation. So once you've done that, a couple of the critical items need to be defined. The location of the assets you're tracking, are they indoor, outdoor, or both? Other than asset location, what else do you need to measure that's relevant to the problem you're trying to solve? So is it temperature? Is it humidity, movement like vibration or tipping, industrial operation, exposure to light? Defining these requirements up front allows you to architect a solution that'll address your single most critical use case or a multi-use case environment in a most efficient way. In addition to these key considerations, you should make sure you're partnering with a network provider that's designed its platforms and delivers services in line with your critical infrastructure requirements and essential business operation needs. So for example, flexible network deployment models are important. Can the network be deployed in a public, private, or even hybrid configuration based on your business needs? Can the network provider help you understand the advantages of each of these models when it comes to creating your connected device infrastructure? And also, is the network carrier grade? So there are many network options, including developer networks, shared networks, and decentralized hotspot networks, which do not deliver carrier grade service. And in our view, these networks are best suited for small scale consumer applications. Partnering with a network provider capable of meeting your quality of service requirements and able to back service delivery up with SLAs based on a robust OSS and BSS platform will help enable your success. So Josh?
Perfect. Thanks. Thanks again for having me. I'll add some more color to that question of aware of, but I'm certainly going to echo some of the things I said back in September. I think the biggest thing and challenge to be aware of is within the fragmentation, as you look at your different business challenges and what you're trying to solve. I think LoRaWAN and using any type of standardization option really enables you for that long-term success with not having to manage a whole host of different types of devices doing and different protocols and proprietary protocols. So, you know, along with what Pierre was saying, in having lots of different devices means that you end up not vendor locked in with lots of different options to solve your problems. And, you know, if one vendor, you know, is no longer available, there's several other options to fill that gap. And I can't stress the importance of that. I also think, going into what Karen was saying, what's unique about the LoRaWAN is just the growth of the network itself and the ability long-term to treat devices out there and their connectivity piece and that infrastructure like you might think of cellular today, but not with the same economic impact, not with the same battery impact. So imagine not having to burden your IT system with implementing infrastructure. So I think being aware that that's rapidly growing, certainly Senate's contributing to that, and how that impacts, you as a business trying to solve your unique challenges, being able to take advantage of networks that you don't have to deploy and being able to take advantage of, a whole host of different manufacturers creating devices that work on that network. So I think for me, it's just echoing that standardization point and how much value that brings to an organization and really allows you to succeed long term and avoid those vendor lock-in problems. We at Oxit, we've enjoyed using LoRaWAN for some time, but it's always easy to, use something that I claim sells itself. And, we're having a good time on this side creating solutions that use it because long-term, these solutions continue to work. And we're happy to be part of the journey in promoting it today.
That's great. And thank you. Thanks, Josh, for ending with some of those more long-term considerations. I think it's fair to say that the global pandemic was not a consideration for many before 2020. So I'd be interested in hearing how you've all seen businesses respond and change to COVID-19. Pierre, I think you would need to answer that first.
In the retail space, there is an increased need for stocks remote visibility and also shipments tracking, with the remarkable example of vaccines where temperature is really critical to monitor. So among the recent emerging LoRaWAN-based solutions that we have seen coming in the last months during this pandemic and that are really helping in this space. I would like to mention the Greenscale Alchemy retrofit solution for connected pallets. They also have a stacking detection mechanism that really helps knowing whether the pallet is full or empty. Also, JRI temperature monitoring that was existing before, but that is really becoming critical and really helpful in this time. Y-Track fresh food end-to-end tracking, including the maritime transport. This, of course, applies to fresh food, but not only fresh food this time, and even food for grocery is we have seen that stocks are critical in this period because we still need to feed the populations, even if we are all at home. And last but not least, Versa has an air freight certified tracking solution that is also very important when the transport needs to be by air. And having all of this is really showing that our ecosystem is very dynamic in this period and really contributing to solving the issues that have arisen with the pandemic. That being said, I will hand over to Karen.
Thanks, Pierre. Appreciate that. So the pandemic has driven companies to think about how they operate, how they think about worker safety, and how they can benefit from various contactless solutions, including IoT for contactless data collection. One example related to the use case I presented on the Internet of Supply Chain webinar last September is temperature tracking. In the webinar, I presented a solution offered by our partner NanoThings, which provides automated traceability of perishable goods from source to store. And we have other partners that offer LoRaWAN solutions to monitor refrigeration at the store. And solutions like these allow manufacturers, distributors, retailers to maintain operation without disruption to critical supply chain processes. Alternatively, companies that rely on manual processes, throughout the supply chain have and can expect ongoing and unplanned disruption in a healthcare crisis like we have today. Second example is focused on worker safety and ultimately the ability to reopen business and get your employees back to work as quickly and safely as possible. And in this area, we're partnered with Tectelic. They're a provider of LoRaWAN gateways and solutions, including a solution for contact tracing. So Senet and Tectelic are currently working with Adtran. And Adtran, they're a leading provider of broadband solutions, and they ship over 3 million units per year with a supply chain designed for flexibility and resiliency, as you might think. And Adtran is currently piloting this contact tracing solution to help ensure the safe return of employees across an 80-acre corporate headquarters, as well as other facilities. And as a matter of fact, if you're interested, we've got a webinar on this topic posted on the Senet website. The final example I'll provide is how the pandemic has been a forcing function for industrial companies to innovate. So we're partnered with a leading provider of engineered water solutions. Given the hygiene requirements of the pandemic, they've been able to expand their connected product line to include sensor-based hand washing stations, touchless faucets, and automated flush valves. So their IoT innovation is allowing them to create new business opportunities by providing value-added solutions and services to industrial products. So with that, I'll hand it over to Josh.
Perfect. Well, I guess, I certainly think that the global pandemic has had some indirect and direct effects, I think, as Karen was alluding to there. For us, you look at manufacturers and supply chain and how you're trying to react to this pandemic. We've seen certainly different types of issues, but one of the interesting ones, I think, is that the just-in-time manufacturing concept has really showed its ugly face here when you run into these, supply chain issues and things of that nature. And so now warehousing more goods is becoming more important. And as kind of Pierre was alluding to, those tracking solutions now are, we're seeing a large interest in showing up in those. I'll echo my earlier point around why I think the tracking, looking at that from an infrastructure standpoint, whereas,
you know, you're used to having to use cellular solutions to do that, and the cost to deploy those, while being able to take advantage of perhaps existing infrastructure or being able to, you know, install very inexpensive infrastructure, really allows for new applications. I think that's another reason we're seeing rapid growth. Along with the temperature monitoring going inside of coolers, I think LoRa has that, you know, is known for that long range, but I'll also echo that point that it's also very good at penetrating walls like coolers and things of that nature. You know, today we're partnering with several different companies helping out with problems like this. Everything from we've got a new partner been working with the past couple of months, InView, and we've been accelerating their time to market for solutions that help monitor big retail stock and really innovating within that retail environment, making sure that you have the inventory and things of that nature. I also think that, you know, Karen made a great point there. You know, today you've walked through an airport, the soap dispensers, the towel dispensers, with a pandemic going on, you know, there's a different reaction from customers when those, you know, when those items are out. And so we've seen those indirect applications as well, right? Where, you know, there's this bigger emphasis on making sure those devices that keep us safe, keep us protected, are staying refilled and staying stocked. And, you know, if you look at the supply chain all the way up, though, it's an interesting model on how that all can come together and create new businesses and new opportunities. For us, I think one of the most unique things here, though, is obviously the companies that are innovative and thinkers are coming out ahead on this. But I think there's a real opportunity now for, you know, these companies to take that plunge, to take that step. And, you know, the questions evolved from not if IoT can help, but how much IoT do I implement? And it's a pretty exciting time to be implementing that. And I think the pandemic's really pushed that forward.
Yeah, definitely. That's absolutely what we're hearing when we speak to manufacturers and supply chain end users. So just finally, I mentioned before that you, of course, contributed to our supply chain event, which you did a fantastic panel at. Thank you. And I'm sure that our audience would love to hear more from you, though, and understand what some of the latest LoRaWAN implementations and updates have been since September.
Yes, Lucy. So together with Genius, with another LoRa Alliance member, we had a great news since the webinar, the panel we did in September. Renault Group, actually, the car manufacturer who is selling 3 million cars per year, announced the choice of LoRaWAN for global automated inventory of racks. The racks are what they use to carry the automotive parts in loops between the factory where they are produced and the assembly lines where they are consumed. So they have a daily automated inventory across different countries, different divisions. And it's accurate, as we were saying before. It provides visibility that they didn't have before. And the main benefit, the main saving is replacement OPEX. And they really achieve a ROI that is below 1 year. So it's great for them. And it's great for the ecosystem to have such a big name adopting the technology. And of course, they have many more use cases to come in the future.
That's great. Well, we're excited to hopefully hear more from you very soon. Thank you all. Thank you, Josh, Karen, Pierre, for your time. And before you go, do you have any final words of wisdom for our manufacturing and supply chain audiences?
I can offer a couple of remarks from Senate's perspective. I would say that during the next year, as IoT deployments continue to scale and solution requirements become more predictable, we believe the market will recognize the clear distinction between carrier-grade, low-power, wide-area networks and those that don't meet carrier-grade specifications. So from a customer perspective, we're seeing those with commercial applications for critical infrastructure and essential business needs trending toward carrier-grade networks throughout their IoT application lifecycle. So from early development right through into the, you know, their massively scaled deployments. So those would be the observations I'd offer up.
That's great. Thank you. Well, if nobody else has any closing words, I'd like to thank you all again for your time and look forward to working with you and hearing from you more in the future. Thank you.